Welcome to Bible Believers Fellowship and the ministry of BBFOhio.com and our study in James chapter 4 verse 4 titled, A Friend of the World is the Enemy of God. Correspondence can be sent to us by email to bbfohio@protonmail.com, or letters can be sent by U.S. Postal along with any check or money order contributions by addressing those to Bible Believers Fellowship, P.O. Box 662, Worthington, Ohio 43085. You can also contact us and donate through our website at bbfohio.com. That's bbfohio.com. And now we begin with the current events update and then our study in James chapter 4, verse 4, titled, A Friend of the World is the Enemy of God. This is part one of two.
On current events update, disinfo breakdown is basically what we're calling this. And I simply want to respond to our resident. Please refrain from blurting out opinions and questions until I've concluded, because the idea is I'm going to show this to other people. And there are a lot of things going around that may be or may not be, but I'm going to talk about are the facts, what we know is true. And so we have this video that was put out on Rumble. We're encouraging everyone to go to Rumble because YouTube is run by a bunch of anti-American communists. And if Christians and everybody would stop using YouTube and go to places like Rumble. Rumble, the reason I say Rumble is because we've tried a couple other places. And the quality just isn't there. And Rumble has also made great strides into pulling viewers. So, and it's still free speech. Of course, it could change. Parler was a good place to go for a long time, and then when Google booted them out of their store because Google are a bunch of communists, and they ought to be fined by the government for antitrust violations and setting up a monopoly and all the things that Teddy Roosevelt did, but for some reason Trump wouldn't do it, and that was one of his failures. And until we get another, either Trump or someone else back in there who will have the courage to do the right thing, we're stuck being treated like the Nazis treated the people in their country that they didn't like. And one of the things I'm just sick and tired of is Christians being such bootlickers. You need to speak up whenever someone acts like a Nazi. And if the millions of Christians in this country would speak up, but we're going to be put to the test with this vaccine thing. They think you're just going to lay down and do what they tell you to do. If you got the vaccine, you want to get the vaccine, that's your business. But if you're like me, I'm not going to get it. They'll shoot me in the head first. Amen. And I want to answer this senile reprobate we have in the White House.
Today, we've hit another milestone, key milestone, in our nation's fight against COVID. Food and Drug Administration, the FDA, announced it is fully concluded. It's a thorough, independent scientific review.
Now that liar just about told a blatant lie. He caught himself. He was about to say that the FDA had concluded the trials. They are approving this thing without trials. They are approving this thing even though it has not run any legitimate course when it comes to testing by the FDA. Everyone getting this shot, some people I love have gotten the shot. I don't have, it's their business. But you're a guinea pig. You have no idea what it's about to do to you. You're just going to have to wait and see. Including blood clots. Bringing on brain injury and memory loss, heart inflammation, myocarditis, and who knows what else coming down the pike. And I mean that. That's a scientific fact. Who knows? Nobody knows. It hasn't been around long enough to know. It's an amazing thing that's going on right now. I never thought I'd see the day that there's a virus with, other than the people old and sick, there's a 99.5 or so survival rate. And this generation of Americans are just lining up. These are amazing days. So that's just the first thing I want to point out.
After a strict process, the FDA has reaffirmed its finding that the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine is safe and effective, and the FDA has given its full and final approval.
Lie after lie. They don't know how safe it is. They're not counting people who go to the hospital having been vaccinated and saying they have COVID. The numbers are a complete farce. And the FDA has not given a final full approval. They have rubber stamped this thing. And they are not giving it a final approval because there's no such thing. I'm going to show you in a minute, there's all kinds of FDA approved crap that they turned around and had to rescind their approval. So let's keep going, liar in chief.
So let me say this loudly and clearly.
If you need to plug it in.
Who said that they will not get the shot until it has full and final approval of the FDA, it has now happened.
I don't know a single person who said, all I'm waiting for is the FDA to get final approval. I don't know anybody. But that's how they're going to say, well, you said, I didn't say that. I've never said that. And no one I know has said that.
The moment you've been waiting for is here. It's time for you to go get your vaccination. Get it today. Today. There is no time to waste. The Delta variant is dangerous and spreading.
The Delta variant is not dangerous. Of course, any virus can be dangerous, but it is less dangerous than the previous variants. That's a fact. And it is spread more easily, but the symptoms are much less severe. That is a fact. I mean, this guy is so full of crap, it ought to be coming out of his ears while he's standing there talking to you. I mean, this guy has dung for brains. He has a rotted, dark soul. He is a senile reprobate. He's been pushing baby killing his whole life. He's been pushing Sodom his whole life. He's been pushing for socialism his whole life. He's just a depraved, old, lying reprobate. And to think that this country has this for a president and supposedly voted him in, I don't believe it.
Causing a pandemic of the unvaccinated. That's the pandemic of the unvaccinated. And while we're starting to see initial signs that cases may be declining in a few places, nationwide cases are still rising, especially among the unvaccinated.
That's a lie. He's a liar. I mean, it's just a lie. They're not counting vaccinated people when they go into the hospital with COVID. They've admitted it. And when it comes to the unvaccinated, you know, that's my choice. It's my choice. I do it every year. I've done it for 15, 20 years now. Every year I don't get a flu shot. It's my choice. And I have got something that they said was the flu on a couple of occasions, but they just went by the symptoms and they weren't severe. I never had a bad case of the flu in 15, 20 years. Now, if you get the flu shot, that's your business. But don't tell me I gotta. Don't tell me I have to. Because I'm not gonna.
Across the country, virtually all the COVID-19 hospitalizations and deaths continue to be among the unvaccinated.
You lying swine. He is a liar. I mean, it's just the fact that the news media let him say these things that are blatant lies. That's just not true. What you're hearing, this guy is a lying fool. He is of his father, the devil.
He looks like the devil.
But even in states where many people are vaccinated, the unvaccinated are still at risk. Let me be clear.
Let me be clear, reprobate. The vaccinated are still at risk. You lied to everybody and told them that if they got the vaccine, they wouldn't get the disease. And the vaccinated are getting the disease. And even though Delta is less deadly to the unvaccinated, there's evidence that it's worse for the vaccinated who get it. Those are facts.
This is where vaccinated people do get COVID-19, but they are far less common than unvaccinated people getting COVID-19. And most importantly, their conditions are far less severe.
It's a lie.
The majority of people in the hospital of COVID-19, and almost all those dying from COVID-19 are not vaccinated.
I'm going to tell you, I got to stop because I don't want to say something I'll regret. A wise man knows when to just cut it off because it makes me so angry that, wait a minute, Mark. I mean, I know, I want this to remain based on the facts of what he's saying. There's a lot of things that we could add to this, but I want you to, what I'm also trying to get everybody to do, and it's not, I'm not pointing at anyone in this room, although it may describe somebody in this room. But so many Christians don't listen. You've got to listen to what's being said and test it. You're supposed to do that with me. You're supposed to do that with any Bible teacher. You're also supposed to do it with anybody. If it's your best friend, your grandma, your neighbor, your employer, it doesn't matter who it is, when they say something, you are never supposed to just take it as fact without checking it out. I've always said, Reagan always said, trust but verify. No, not at all. Verify and then trust. You don't trust until you verify. The only thing I trust is God's Word.
Amen.
And my wife and I, we don't lie to each other on purpose or anything, but we know each other well enough that we check each other out. You know why? She's human, I'm human. You got to listen to what is actually said and test it. And look, I only got 3.5 minutes into that thing. And he's just such a satanic liar. And I'm not simply insulting Joe Biden. He is a senile reprobate. Again, that's not my opinion. According to the Word of God, Joe Biden is a damned fool. Damned. In the biblical use of that word. This is just a little joke from David Traylor. That's the official portrait of, I'll just say, the first resident of the United States. But that's what he does whenever anybody, when he's doing interviews or anything and people ask him any questions, he turns. I don't think I have it. No, I don't have it. Somebody put out a meme, said that, it was Babylon Bee. They said that Joe Biden's guest appearance as host of Jeopardy was a disaster because every time a contestant posed the answer as a question, he would walk out. So, FDA approval of the Pfizer gene therapy shot is meaningless. There were no legit trials, no possible way to know long-term results. And I shouldn't have to say that. People, you have to think yourself and say, wait a minute. FDA approved it. Based on what? A rubber stamp. They didn't meet the trials and and obviously they didn't meet the requirement of a certain amount of time so they can see the long-term effects. I just want to give you an example. Here's some FDA approved items. High fructose corn syrup. Among other things, contributing to the massive increase in the number of diabetics in this country. Partially hydrogenated oils, contributing to heart disease and heart failure. Brominated vegetable oil, which is a flame retardant. It's in some of your sodas and other items, and they actually use it as a flame retardant, and it's known to cause cancer. Food coloring. Especially the caramel, they say, that's in like beer and that sort of thing. They use carcinogens. to color your... The color doesn't do anything but make it caramel. Doesn't add anything to the texture, doesn't add anything to the taste. But they think people are so dumb that they wouldn't drink their beer if it didn't look exactly right. So they do, and it's worth cancer. Amen? Recombinant bovine growth hormone. It's in a lot of your dairy products because the FDA approves it. Known to cause cancer. This is from drugwatch.com. Misplaced trust. Why FDA approval does not guarantee drug safety. History shows a number of FDA approved drugs that went on to cause serious adverse events. Many patients were unaware that there was even a risk. Later, the FDA announced recalls for these products. One was called Accutane. Isotretinoin treats acne. Approved in 1982 and was recalled because it was causing birth defects, bowel disease, and suicidal tendencies. But it was on the market till 2009. DES, supposed to prevent miscarriages. It was approved in 1940 and they recalled it in 1971 because it was causing cervical cancer, birth defects, risk of breast cancer and infertility in children and grandchildren. Went on to the next generations. Vioxx. It's a painkiller. Approved in 1999. After only 5 years, they recalled it for increased risk of heart attack and stroke. After nearly 28,000 heart attacks and cardiac deaths. Think of that. Meridia. An appetite suppressant approved in 1997, recalled in 2010 for increased cardiovascular and stroke risk. And Resulin treats type 2 diabetes, was approved in 1997, recalled 3 years later for liver failure and deaths. Celecrin, blood pressure drug, approved in 79, a bunch of those seemed like in the 79. Recalled in 1982 for hepatitis, deaths, and severe liver and kidney damage. You better not trust your doctor. Your doctor has been educated. If he's been in school in the last 25, 30 years, he's nothing but a glorified drug pusher. When you go into his office, his goal is to see what kind of dope he can put you on. What's the word I'm thinking of? They put maintenance drugs. Anything he can put you on, you have to take every day the rest of your life. Bam. Win-win. Pharmacy company wins, he wins. You're the loser. And that's what's going on. We could go on all night with examples, but
we got to close it up.
You know, when I drive down the road, and Doug brought up the bumper stickers. You know, we got for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord on the back of the window. We got Jesus is God. That's going to hack off the, anyone who's not a Christian, the Jehovah's Witnesses, the Muslims, you know. We've got the gospel itself, and Christ died for sinners. Jesus rose again. You know, repent and believe the gospel. Are you saved? And all that's on that back bumper. There, at least once every couple of weeks, someone tries to swipe us. I don't think they purposely want to hit us, but they're trying to scare us. And they get up and they don't like what they see, and they'll whip it around us, and then they'll barely miss us pulling in front of us in the lane in front. And there's been a couple times where I hit the brake because there wasn't anybody close to me behind me, and I hit the brake, or they might have hit us. And so, you know, for those of you concerned about Jenny's safety, I've let her know that, you know, she doesn't have to ride in a car that has all those bumper stickers. Well, then she turned around and put them all on her car. So, and it's happened to her when she's out and alone. And, of course, I don't want to see anything bad happen to anybody, my wife especially. But, you know, we are called to be willing to suffer for Christ's sake. And I'm not talking about bumper stickers on your car. That's between you and the Lord. But you ought to be out there doing something. You ought to be speaking the truth to somebody. And they might get mad at you and turn around and shoot you in the head or stab you to death. Could happen. You know where you go if you die? That's what you, as long as you're sure about that, then that's all really matters about suffering for Jesus. Amen? All right, let's read. We're going to read one verse, and I'm going to tell you right up front, we're going to spend a couple of weeks on this one verse. And I'm not just going to stand up here and scream and yell about how bad the world is. You all know that. But the Bible does take care of that. It says in plain language, so read it with me there, verse 4. Ye adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God? Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. Amen? First, we must recognize a fact about words. Can I get an amen from the English teacher? Especially in English. Words in English are an amazing thing. I know a good bit about Greek, and I can tell you that it's nothing like English when it comes to this subject we're going to talk about tonight. Many words have multiple meanings and are defined according to context. And now, we've talked about the Bible itself when we urge you to follow the top three rules of interpretation, which is context, context, and context. But just English language, even outside of your Bible. You could be reading a letter from your honey, whoever that is, and or a relative or whatever. And you've got to pay attention to the context of a lot of the words they use, or you're going to misunderstand what they're saying. We have James 4:4. Ye adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God? Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. Now, what do you think? You think of the word world, it makes you an enemy. Wait a minute. For God so loved the world. Well, that would make God an enemy of God, wouldn't it? Well, it would if the word world meant the same thing in John 3:16 that it means here. See? That's the point. This text is in the sense of the world system, or what we would call a godless culture. The world is talking about the world as it stands culturally. And when it comes to what it means to be a part of this world, Satan is called the god of this what?
World.
You know, what's that talking about? Saying all the lies and liars like Joe Biden are all controlled by the spirit of Satan. That's the world being, in that sense, the world is a bad thing. And that's the sense that we're seeing here in verse 4. Now here's just to give you right off the bat, blow away any doubt you might have about what I'm saying. Webster's 1828 dictionary gives 22 different meanings to the word world. Now, so you don't have to get on your phone and look it up. There it is. That's a screenshot. And we don't have time to go over all 22. But the world, now some of its nuances, you know, and the way it's used and everything. But that's 22 different definitions for one word in English, world. How many of you knew that? I'm not raising my hand. I looked it up and I was like, no way. I knew there were a few. I had no idea. And I started reading. I'm like, yeah, yeah. Well, that's used that way too, you know. So scripture was scripture. Let's look at a couple of main uses in the Bible of the word world. And I already referred to this, the world's human population. Look at John chapter 3, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John chapter 3, and the famous verse 16 is what I already quoted partially, and some of you know it by heart. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. God does not love this world system. He does not love the godless culture. But he loves the world in this context is speaking of the human population. And God so loved the world. He didn't send his Son to just die for a handful of selected, chosen, frozen. He died for the sins of the whole world. And that's limited atonement in the TULIP. And now that's propitiation. It's a full payment for the sins of the whole world. Appropriation is only to those who believe on Jesus Christ for salvation. But propitiation is made for all sin. Appropriation is only made for those who receive it. So now read verse 17 with me. For God sent not His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved. Look how many times you use the word world, world, world. And He's talking about the human population. He did come to condemn the world system. He did come to condemn the godless culture. But He did not come to condemn the world population. God's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance.